Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
It is Friday. Happy Friday to you. It's the weekend. I'm Brad Brown. Good to have you on board once again today. And we're going to be chatting some biking. We head back to Italy to catch up with Federica Di Nicola on today's podcast to talk a little bit about some of the things she's done over time to get better on the bike. But I just want to say a massive thank you quickly to every single one of you who are supporting the Kona Edge by becoming a patron. We're growing, which is good news, and more and more people are sort of reaching into their wallets and helping us out. And we don't ask for much. We've got a fairly sizable audience here on the Kona Edge, and I want to turn this thing into a full-time gig. And literally, if everyone who listens to this podcast pledges $1 a month, so equivalent of, I think it works out to about 5 US cents per podcast that we create, which is absolutely nothing. If everyone does that, I can literally fire my boss, which is the goal. So if you can help me fire my boss, I'd really appreciate that. And yeah, we're giving away some cool stuff as well. If you'd like to find out more about how you can win an entry into a half Ironman race by becoming a patron, because every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. So if you pledge $1, you get one entry. If you pledge 10, you get 10 entries. And that draw happening at the end of this month, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. That's where you can get all those details. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's talk some biking now. We head back to Italy to catch up with Federica Di Nicola. Federica, welcome onto the Kona Edge once again. The bike is something you love doing. You love riding, and you're pretty good at it too.
Yeah, bike is definitely my favorite trip. And I never had a bike or never cycled before starting triathlon. But it comes pretty easy to me. I don't know why. No, maybe I know why. Because when I started, I was the only girl who was doing long distance in my team. So men don't wait for you if you're not as fast as them. So to survive and not being alone, I had to pedal really hard in the beginning. And so I improved a lot and then started to love the cycling and getting better and better.
It's such an important point you make there, though, Federica, that I remember as well the squad that I've been training with when I first joined them. I really struggled to keep up with them on the bike. And I think a lot of triathletes get sort of despondent and they get depressed. And because they struggle to keep up, they don't go back. But it's important to push through that because you will get better. And riding with people better than you, especially when you start out, is definitely going to help you.
Yeah, it is. Indeed, I always try to train with other guys that are males or are actually faster than me. So that I have to keep up their pace, because otherwise I get alone, I get lost, and during the long rides, it's not really a good thing to be the alone or left behind. And that gave me a really a great improvement, and. And now biking is my favorite discipline among the three. Yeah.
Do you use any gadgets, or do you train by heart rate? Do you train to power?
Yeah, I have a power meter, and I usually train to power. And I think it's really useful, especially when it's windy, because it gives you an idea of what you're doing, and it allows you not to exceed on your pedals. In Kona, for example, I had to keep my power constant around 200 watts. That was my power. And during the last leg, during the last hour, I kept 200 watts, and I was going 26 kilometers per hour. It was really depressing, but having the watts was fundamental, because if I hadn't them, I would have pushed harder on my pedals and probably broke on the run after 10 kilometers.
Let's talk about your favorite sort of workouts. What do you love doing on the bike?
Well, I love the SFR, as I was saying before, that are the slow frequency repetition. You have to have repetition around 2 or 3 minutes on a climb that is not so hard, but it allows you to develop a lot of strength and power, and it's one of my favorites. Otherwise, I like also race pacing on the flats, and my favorite one actually is a sort of time trial session that we have with our squad. We start from the least fast to the fastest every 40 seconds on this loop, and we have to catch the person before us before the end of the loop. It's really as I am really competitive, I usually try to catch not only the person before me, but also all the other people. And it's really fun, and it keeps you push a lot on your pedals, and I love that session.
Do you do most of your riding outdoors, or you do quite a bit on an indoor trainer as well?
I don't mind the indoor trainer, because you can keep your power constant. There is no traffic. It allows you to really be precise on what you are doing. But my coach is not really a lover of the indoor training. So, and he wants me to improve my abilities in driving my bike, because I'm not the best driver in the world, so he usually wants me to go outside. But for strength training, my opinion, the turbo trainer is a good element.
Absolutely. Well, Federica, thank you so much once again for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your run next time out.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge today. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to my guest as well today. I'll be back again on Monday. Have yourself a superb weekend. So I hope you get lots of training in. If you're racing this weekend, best of luck. I know there's lots of races happening around the world. They're coming thick and fast at the moment, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, with it being summer. Best of luck. I hope all your dreams and ambitions come to fruition, and all the hard work you've put in the weeks and months leading up to this weekend pay off in abundance. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, don't forget, if you'd like to be in touch, you can find us on social media, or alternatively, you can pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. And that's where you can get all the sort of details, and let me know what you're up to and what you'd like to hear on the show. So until then, from myself, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.